Hello and welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, and as always, for the past, it feels like 6 months, for the past 4 months, as always, I'm with my co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a roller coaster. It just went up and then down. So maybe that's not a roller coaster after all. No, definitely
right,
not.
That's like the Superman ride at Six Flags.
We have like the drop.
Yeah, just goes up and then drops and it's over. Oh gosh, I have so many thoughts.
I know. I was so excited for this, and then it made me sad and frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I felt all the emotions. Mm-hmm. It was like I was happy at one moment. Then, yes, frustrated, sad. At other moments, I was just like, what is happening? But then I'm still like, even with all the emotions of this episode, of this first part of the reunion, I still am looking forward to the second part because there's still so much to talk about.
Yeah. I can see why they needed the second part. I just wish like it was more clear when they said like, oh, two-part reunion. I thought maybe mm-hmm. two separate dates because there was so much that like changed from reunion one to reunion two. But no, not like they're going to change their schedule at all. They're just splitting it up, extending mm-hmm. it, teasing it like they always do.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, when it was like be like 10 minutes left of this 2 hour episode and we still hadn't seen Johnny and Val, was like, what? Yeah. Are they going to try to squeeze them in the last 5 minutes or what's happening?
Right. So weird.
Yeah, that was really odd. But we're here to talk about the first part of the reunion. So before we get into any of the couples, what did you think about Kevin Frazier as the host?
I always like Kevin Frazier as the host. I think mm-hmm. he seems like he has certain opinions. Like he'll just go, mm-hmm. he's not, I don't think he's like a non-biased host.
Yes. that. Yes. Okay. I totally agree there. I feel like he's always a great host for the reunion. I'm glad that he's been there, but something about this reunion, I was just like, Kevin, why are you saying that? Why are you asking that? And I'll point out a couple of things when we get into the couples, but yeah, that's what it is. He's not an unbiased host, and it's because, okay, he's human. He watches the show just like us. I do like that he presses, so he doesn't just like settle for certain answers, kind of mm-hmm. like Jamie Otis on Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. but then when he does feel a certain way about anyone, he's going to express that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about him continuing to be virtual?
Yeah, it was a little more jarring to me this time because I think they showed more. Maybe people called them out before, like, oh, he wasn't really there and you tried to fake it or something, because it seemed mm-hmm. like they showed more of him on a TV than they usually do.
Yeah.
But I'm still impressed. Like, it looks like he's in the same place. Like, they bring the same right. brick and everything.
Yeah. I will say it's flawless. Editing. Because it does. Yeah, it truly does feel like he's there. And I feel like on his end, he's probably like, hey, we've mastered this. So we're going to, if I don't have to fly there, let's keep this going.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Cause he's like, yeah, because of COVID-19 can't be there. Yeah. Like, but Jamie Otis comes out, you know, like you just don't want to like do the protocols.
Right. Exactly. Like she's very there and present, but I don't blame him for not wanting to come on to Texas. I mean, Texas has been acting like COVID has been gone since before 2019. So
I feel like the cast would want to come out to, he's in LA, right? So I think they'd be fine coming out there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So maybe not Brett on that flight.
Oh, yeah.
This mysterious story that we still don't know about. Mm-hmm. But cool. Okay. So yeah, there were many moments that Kevin kind of took me back a little bit and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But I think it's a he is a solid pick for the host. So before we get into before we get into the couples, I do want to shout out a 5-star rating we received. So definitely if you want to continue to get Married at First Sight content, especially for next season, definitely go out there and leave us a 5-star rating and let us know what you think about our content and the episodes that we cover. So we did get a 5-star rating from, let's see, we got a 5-star rating from RNATBONY. I can't even spell that out. But they said, this is my go-to Married at First Sight pod. I love Asia and Amy's recaps. I've been a fan of Amy's from her Bachelor wrap up with Haley and was so excited to follow this new coverage and get introduced to Asia. These two have such funny and insightful takes on the show. I don't have any friends who watch Married at First Sight, so I super appreciate hearing many of my own opinions on this ridiculous show vocalized back to me each week. Keep it going, ladies.
I love it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. It's RNATBONY. So definitely go out there and leave us a rating. We do have our own feed, Married at First Sight Rehap Up. You can find it at robhasawebsite.com/MAFS feed to subscribe. So we did get coverage of 4 of these couples. But like I said before, we did not get Johnny and Belle. What was that about?
Were they just giving us a little break? Like, we know you're exhausted from right? that roller coaster.
Yeah. I will say, I thought like, okay, Ryan and Brett, they're going to be about 10 minutes. But there was some tea there. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. But first up, we got Rachel and Jose. So I will say all of these couples kind of were delivered in some way mm-hmm. where I was like, oh, this stuff has developed. So with Rachel and Jose, they did like, you know, the look back on them this season. They agreed the experts matched them up perfectly. She said she got really lucky because she got looks and personality, which is kind of a little bit different than what we heard at their wedding, but whatever. Jose said the blow up was an oops. And I did like here that Kevin Frazier pushed him like, you knew, because it's been asked him multiple times during the season on Unfiltered. We've seen it multiple times. And he always is like, no, I didn't mean to lock her out. And Kevin was like, you knew you were locking her out. And he's like, okay. I knew I locked her out. But my intent, he basically was trying to explain his intent wasn't to be malicious.
Like he basically said, like he couldn't really get him to flinch. You know, he basically said like, no, I knew like I was locking the door, but I didn't think I was locking her. Like she wasn't coming back that mm-hmm. night. So it was just sort of like he was ending his night and thinking like she was for sure not coming back.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, you heard her knocking.
Right. Exactly.
You're ignoring the phone. Like you can't fall asleep that fast.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, well, at least we got out of him an admission because he does agree it was foul. And he does say that he's truly apologetic. And he comes to terms with the fact that he is passive aggressive. But they both agreed that they felt like their blow up did make them stronger. Mm-hmm. Huh. I mean, I get that, like going through hard times can build a more solid foundation, but it's hard when it's just one, you know, mm-hmm. like it's not like they were tested a few times in order to have that stronger foundation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was one way to spin it, I guess. but then we, you know, Kevin Frazier always asks, are y'all still together? He does the question. And before the commercial break, she says like, okay, we did break up, and then it went to commercial. And I was thinking, oh, she's joking, just like she was joking.
Yeah, I know,
not being in love with him anymore.
Yeah.
But no, we come back, and she's like, yeah, we did break up, and he said, like, right now they're just working through things. Were you shocked by this?
Yeah, I definitely was. I too thought it was like a little fake out, like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. they're leading with them, and then I was like, oh, this is. If they're leading with them and they are not doing great, it doesn't bode well for like everyone else.
Yeah. Because you would think they start with their model couple. They start with their like Brianna and Vincent.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I was shocked. I was literally shocked. I was like, what? Wait a second. So basically they explained they got complacent. They decided to kind of take a break for a month. He said, like, it is getting better day by day. And she felt like their break was a reset and just everything was accumulated, because Kevin Frazier was kind of like poking, like, was there something else that happened? Was there a big argument? I was like, you're basically asking, did Jose have another blow up?
Yeah, then I could see it.
Yeah, exactly. But then basically she just said, no, just multiple things accumulated. She didn't like how he was complaining about how she wasn't unpacking her stuff fast enough when she did move into his house. And she felt like it was his house, not their house, which she had that concern from the beginning, which was valid. And she ended up moving out and moving in with her mom.
Yeah. I was like, am I hearing this right? Like, she was just mad that he was like saying, hey, are you going to unpack that? Like, that seemed pretty minor.
Right.
So it seems like maybe there's a little more to it, like she wanted him to like make more room for her or something, you know. There's some like hold up as to why she like couldn't, you know, settle in.
Right. And she did mention that Summer Rachel didn't help.
Yeah, so it seemed like convenient timing.
yeah maybe he was upset, or like he was being passive aggressive about the fact that maybe she was home all day, you know, chilling like teachers do on summer breaks, but wasn't like unpacking her stuff and getting the house ready and doing all these different things.
Right.
So they weren't aligned on, like, I guess, priorities. And I mean, she did say that they had a lot of bickering and arguing and stuff. But then ultimately, like, once she moved out, they started talking on the phone for hours at night. She says she does see something with him long term. I was like, something.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are married,
right?
I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, we could go somewhere. but he did set the record. He's not cheap. They did take a trip to Mexico. But then that's when we discovered the true issue with his traveling. So now that she's traveled with him to Mexico, she noticed that he wants to buy the best hotel. He wants to spend money on like the finer things. And she's like, when I go on trips, I budget.
I thought they didn't even make it on the trip. I thought they planned the trip.
No, I think they did, because I think I saw somewhere that someone ran into them at an air. I saw on some like Married at First Sight fan account, they said that someone ran into them at the airport when they were either heading to Mexico or leaving it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, because in this conversation, they didn't confirm, but I was like, okay, I'll take the confirmation as like the people that ran into them.
Right.
But yeah, so he likes to spend lots of money, where she's a budgeter, where she's like, okay, I'm going to buy the most affordable flight, the most affordable hotel room. Okay, let's not eat out every meal of every, you know, on the vacation. Let's see, maybe we can buy, you know, groceries and cook certain meals. So what kind of are you more of a Jose or Rachel when you go on trips?
Yeah, if I'm doing it myself, I will skimp a little bit. I have to look at reviews. Like, if it's a 2 or 3 star hotel, it has to be like rated really highly, you know. But yeah, I'm more of a Rachel. Like, I'd rather like get the trip than like have to stay at like the most expensive place. Because especially if it's like a new destination, you don't spend that much time unless you're doing like a hey resort type vacation where you just want to lay around. Right. I just haven't done too many of those, but then it's like, yeah, I want like a really like nice accommodations.
True. Yeah. That's
I try
true.
To get the deal. I try to go off season or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did right. when I went to Puerto Rico. I was like, okay, I'm gonna stay at like a resort, mm-hmm. but it's a deal, you know, like an off time. And so like, maybe like I can't always get in the pool because it's a little cooler, but yeah, like still like, I don't know, enjoy the accommodations. But if I'm going to Europe, no, I'm not. Yeah. That's way too expensive.
Right. Yeah. I'm similar. If I'm going to go to a resort, I'd rather be in a really nice resort. Cause it's like, okay, because of an all inclusive situation, we're going to be there a majority of the time. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to like, let's see, I went to Canada with some friends a couple years ago. We had an Airbnb, but it was like five or six of us. So that's splitting. Mm-hmm. Then we bought groceries so we can make sandwiches and stuff. Like we didn't have to, we had a couple of splurge meals, but what definitely wasn't every meal, you know, buying things for breakfast. So we don't have to spend that much money for breakfast. So I finally see why he has such an issue with traveling. It's because he goes all out. Mm-hmm. Where she's like, you don't have to spend that much money when you travel.
Right.
So I understand, because I did not get it. I didn't mm-hmm. get his comparison to going to Fredericksburg, Texas over Europe.
Yeah, apparently, like, what's the nicest place to stay there? Like, he's picking, like, the nicest place.
Right. Yeah, like a full farmhouse with tons of acres of land. Yeah, because, I mean, it's totally some affordable, like, Airbnbs. I mean, a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And then we do find out that they've booked a couple of other trips together. So current status is they're together. They're working through things. Things aren't perfect, but they're trying to work on it. Mm-hmm. So do you think there's a couples cam for them?
Yeah, something like that could be what pushes them back together, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Sort of like, hey, like we need someone from the season to represent. And
yeah,
like, because I feel like maybe even like this reunion kind of put them back, like, mm-hmm. but yeah, all these couples like have this idea that they need a reset in their mind. And so once they get that, yeah, she just wanted to be on a break, you know, and like mm-hmm. have some fun. Maybe tempted by some other cast members to like be single ladies, but I think they saw the reunions coming up and it's like, well, we don't want to look like, we want to have something like positive to talk about, and
like we were the golden couple.
Yeah, so let's but I don't yeah I don't see like that's pretty shaky ground.
Yeah, I definitely was trying to read the room, and it felt like they did keep looking to each other for like, okay, this, you know, like this is good to say. Mm-hmm. Not like it was not like they were lying, but just trying to make sure that they were on the same page. Mm-hmm. And I guess especially if they're not living together, but they are married, mm-hmm. You know, they're not in the most solid place. But I do agree. If they do couples cam, that could help remind them of all the things they did like about each other and kind of help them get out of this shaky space. Mm-hmm. Or Rachel might have some bad influences around as we later find out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this episode we got four couples except for Johnny and Bao, since they'll be on part two. But then we also got a kind of like a round table with all the guys. And during that round table, they made it seem like Mirla has been a negative influence on Rachel in terms of like liking single Rachel. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I do like that they became friends, though, because I wouldn't have pegged Mirla to come out of this with like solid friendship.
Right.
They did end on kind of like a funny segment with a never before seen clip of her describing what he does for work. To her friend. Yeah. She didn't really know what he did for work. And so Kevin asked her, okay, now do you know? And she does explain, like, he manages pieces of astronaut spacesuits, basically. So that was a cute moment. So I wish them the best. I mean, yeah. I doubt we'll get much from them on part two. So this might be the end of their story for this season. Mm. Mm-hmm. too much other stuff to uncover.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was sort of like, we'll start out with them. It's kind of like,
mm-hmm.
get people with a bombshell, but also it was kind of boring at the same time.
Right. Right. I was like, let's move this along. We're spending way too much time on this. No offense to them at all, but right. It's like, let's get to the meat and potatoes. Mm-hmm. Like when you're at a restaurant, your salad's been out a little too long. Like you enjoyed it. It was good, but it's like, okay, come on. Take this back.
Hurry up.
Ready for the next part of this meal.
Mm-hmm.
So which couple we talk about next?
All right. So was it Brett and Ryan that they showed us next?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look at Brett and Ryan. I feel like the story of Brett and Ryan is, let's try to come out of this looking good, like water under the bridge. We just didn't like each other, but we'll be the adults and let's try not to, I don't know, like bring each other down or, you know, they seem like they're trying to be on the same page about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then they brought his sister out.
Right.
And this was like, it seemed weird the way she was brought out. Like, you know, Brett was definitely caught off guard because she was just like, oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. Like, okay, what's the purpose of this?
Right. And then, you know, she kind of talks about how she brought up, like, you know, it was kind of all going well. I think she was talking about like how she was concerned about, you know, past relationships Ryan had. So that's why she was concerned about why, you know, that maybe he was thinking of somebody else or just that he, you know, his past dating history, but that she kind of regretted that. And then, and then Kevin's asking like how she felt about Brett, like, oh, we were really on board with Brett, thought they were a good match. And then she's like, until I started hearing some things. And yeah, I don't know where she got her information from, but apparently,
right.
You know, did she hear it from Ryan? You know, like,
right.
And like, but that Brett had met somebody like prior to the reunion, prior to like the, what's it, the
decision day?
Decision day. Yeah. Like, I think before the anniversary trip, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then like started dating that person after decision day, but that there was probably something else going on in the meantime. Basically, like, Brett had a boyfriend or was seeing somebody all the while, you know, accusing Ryan of that. So,
right.
And Brett denied it. Then Ryan said like, oh, he's seen conversations. Brett just said that, you know, yeah, she met somebody and exchanged information, but was not like dating or in communication, like beyond like a hey here or there or something. It was a little not too specific. Seemed a little odd. Like to me, the like meeting someone, exchanging info, how is that different from being on a dating app?
Right. Yeah. You exchange info on a dating app.
Yeah. You're just trying to meet people.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was interesting that she said like that night there was an interaction. I'm like, okay, so did y'all hook up? Like,
what's the interaction?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it was a matter of semantics because in Brett's mind, she wasn't dating this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they were clearly, there was mutual interest enough to exchange numbers, hook up if that happened. There was an interaction, so take that as you may, and then reconnect with that guy. Or I don't know if she continued talking to him because she said it was like they kept in touch here and there. But after decision day, dating him, and then they're not together at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely was trying to make it seem like, oh, it wasn't a big deal. Like, no, there's facts and then there's rumors.
Yeah. So, yeah, what's the fact? What's the rumor? I mean, it seemed like even that didn't land as like big of a scandal just because this couple was going nowhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't seem like Ryan was all that upset. Just sort of like I think he wanted to look like on an even playing field kind of thing. Like he didn't want to look so bad.
Right. So. Because they did say like there's no bad blood between them. They can hang out in group settings. They talk very little one on one, but like they're good. So it does seem like it stung a little bit for Ryan to find this out. Mm-hmm. But he didn't care that much about Brett anyway in the first place, romantically.
Right. So on Brett's side of things, I can think about like, okay, if you're clearly getting signals from this guy that you're married to that he's not interested in you and he's just like going through the motions and like is basically like communicating that to you, not wanting to get close to you because he doesn't want to lead you on, like she knew it was over. So if she happened to be out with friends and some guy like asked for her number, I could see being like, yeah, why not?
You know? Yeah.
But
she's like, it's over anyway.
Right. Like, I better, like, I'm not going to turn down an, like, a potential if she was interested in, like,
right.
Like, yeah, like, you know, I'll call you in a month or something. Kind of thing.
Exactly. Give me a couple weeks. This little situation I have will be done. I promise you. Yeah, his sister did say that, like, she had heard that Brett had been staying out a few nights after she met him later. Like, Ryan Hart, like, they, how would they know? Barely. What'd you say?
Like, how would she, if Ryan's not even there, like, how would you know that? Like, how would you have this timeline?
Exactly. I was so confused by that. I was like, who's snitching on Brett?
Right.
But, I mean, she did, if thinking back on her reaction, we even talked about it here, her reaction to the dating app. It was like, you couldn't wait a week. She wasn't angry. She didn't lash out on him. True. She didn't snap. She didn't do anything like what some of these other wives would have done if they found that out. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, come on.
The respect. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. She just wanted the respect. And I think in her mind, she's thinking, I gave him the respect by not actually cheating on him.
Yeah.
By not actually dating this other guy. I don't know what the interaction was.
Like where someone like his friends could see that she's on a dating app or something. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I guess it would be different because like, yes, Brett is definitely in the wrong for, you know, trying to go ahead and get something started before her marriage is done, but her marriage was not even hadn't even started. You know, there was nothing there. So I think they would have been better off just agreeing early on. This is not going to work out. Mm-hmm. We're friends. Then there would be no bad blood. No one would be mad about Ryan for no one would be mad at Ryan for downloading the dating app. No one would be mad at Brett for getting a guy's number before she was technically divorced. So, I mean, we all know it wasn't going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, the last part about her saying like the saddest part about all of this was going back to her empty apartment. With no dog. Oh, that my God.
Had to be so hard. Cause it was, like you're going back to your old life and then this huge change happened. This horrible, like sad thing. But at the same time, so she didn't have that adjustment yet because she was living in this, like, you know, it's like almost like they talk about like this kind of surreal experience doesn't feel real, you know? So,
yeah, she's like, she's still having those like knee jerk reactions where it's like someone rings the doorbell, she's like looking out for Baxter to bark,
but he's not there. And to not have that comfort after that, too.
Yes, oh, that's why I'm glad that. It seems like she has befriended some of the other cast, some of her other castmates. So I'm glad that she gained that at the very least from this experience.
For sure.
And her and Ryan are war buddies now.
Yeah.
In her work.
Yeah. I guess in this season, it kind of fits.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not just they survive like this experience with each other, but just like with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you think we needed the sister to come out to reveal the news?
Yeah, I'm really suspicious that it was like Ryan heard it from a castmate, you know, like it was through like because Brett told, you know, one of the women. And, but then it's like he didn't want to be the one being like, and you did this when, like, cause I don't think he really cared, but it's like, well, maybe like, hey, sis, like, you want to come back and like, say you heard it from somewhere else. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know Houston was that small a town.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I mean, you've run into people, but
No, you really would be surprised by some of the people you can run into, knowing how big Houston is. I mean, mm-hmm. what, 3 million people? You definitely can run into people, you know, which is wild. But I will say it. We couldn't have depended on Ryan to bring this up. So I guess if that was the only way to bring it up, then, you know, come on in, sister. But it was like outside of that.
Yeah.
They could have just handled them with it, with them too. But Ryan doesn't say much. So
yeah, he needs a little more.
Yeah. But yeah, no couples cam for them. Anything else on Brett and Ryan?
No. Yeah, they were. I'm surprised we didn't lead off with them, honestly, because it's just like,
right. Get it out of the way. But yeah, next couple we did get was Gil and Mirla, our favorite couple on the like last half of the season. Mm-hmm. They were both wearing red, but it was kind of like a mismatch red. Like she had on a vibrant red and he had on like more of a red that was like closer to like a maroon.
Ooh. So you could even call out like, hey, wait a minute, they're not coordinated like they should be.
Yeah. I was like, Mirla wouldn't have allowed this. And Gil was sporting a new beard, the salt and pepper thing going on in his beard, still bald.
Yeah.
But I like the beard. I wasn't sure on the preview last week, but then when they did the flashbacks on this episode, I was like, okay, I like the beard.
It's good, but he looks good without it. I think a lot of guys, like, they need a beard. He doesn't mm-hmm. need it.
Yes, very true. He could be fine, perfectly fine with or without it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he has on some red bottoms. He is sporting some Louboutins, and he kicked his shoe up and showed Kevin, and Kevin was just like, whoa. And Mirla had on these like studded boots that went all the way up past her knee. So they came dressed to impress. Mm-hmm. So they start getting into kind of like their relationship, and Gil was ready for a slow process, but he wasn't ready for as slow as they went. He did say, like, because Kevin asked him, like, okay, on a 1 to 10, how'd you feel at, like, early on? He was like, I felt like a 1. And Mirla does bring up that she was bothered sometimes by his joking. And this was his first time hearing that, because he thought she was fine with it. And I know even we thought she was fine with it, because she never reacted to it. It was just always laughing. But she did say she was bothered by it sometimes. She just didn't know how to react. And then they also talk about the fact that Gil called her high maintenance and a princess and things. And she said she had never heard from any of her exes that she was high maintenance. And Gil's like, well, that's because they were high maintenance too. So they were going to call it out because they were you were dating yourself.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Mm-hmm. They still had friendly banter. So I was still like reading the situation. We did get some unseen footage of him trying to give her a massage at the honeymoon. Because she was saying like she didn't really like that because she had told him she wanted to go a little bit slower physically. Mm-hmm. And so then Kevin, before he asked, like, are y'all still together? He said, Gil, was it worth it? And At this point, I know Kevin knows the outcomes. Yeah. There's no way he does. He knows because he has to know what to ask, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and Gil's way of answering, like, was it worth it? Was Gil's like, at the end of the day, I knew what I wanted. So, mm-hmm. We find out that when we finally get to the big question of did y'all stay together, we find out that they had moved in together at their new place, but unfortunately, they are no longer together. So were you bummed?
Yeah, I was really sad about this and just really surprised because, you know, especially we went back to these clips of Mirla talking with Dr. Pepper, and that's what Kevin brought up, and knowing that it was only 2 weeks after decision day and all the work that Gil was putting in, like, towards their future of looking for this new place. And then to find out that all he had was like one chair and his clothes and pipe, like he got rid of all his stuff because they were moving in and like it was gonna be her stuff. Like, it's just, what a horrible situation to be in. And they were like, they ended up being the couple that you thought you could look to as like, oh, they paced it out and like she was like slow to develop her feelings, but like that there was always that attraction there and like that fundamental like connection. It was odd. It was like, was she playing a part to look good on decision day two? But why go through all the motions of like getting in another place and all this?
Right. I was so confused. Like, I definitely was disappointed in Mirla. I have been very vocal about how I like Mirla. I like how she's unapologetically herself. And I felt like she was misunderstood a lot of the times, the way a lot of the stuff was edited. But this decision, I do not understand, because basically her reasoning was they were different on a lot of things, such as financial stability, the initial attraction and chemistry, and the fact that she just wasn't happy. So she says, like, from the very beginning, because there was not that initial attraction for her, there wasn't that fire, there wasn't that initial chemistry, it's hard to just create that. But I'm like, what was all the crying when you talked to Dr. Pepper? I know she was drunk, but it's like, what was all of the, like, she had a great time with him. They were always like, they were always physically affectionate, and they even consummated their marriage. So was this a situation where she was thinking like that would change after they consummated their marriage? Like, or maybe she's thinking, oh, maybe things will change once the cameras are gone. I'm like, what changed?
Right.
So it's very confusing how it's like, those issues are there from the beginning or were there from the beginning. So something had to change.
Right.
It couldn't just be, oh, you know, everything was the same as it was during the 8 weeks. Right. Like, that maybe, I don't know, what was, you know, what did it, did the cameras going away make it less exciting? Or, you know, like talking to the other couples and getting to, I don't know. I was just so torn because he, like, even with the financial stability part, he was like, he makes $100 more every two weeks than she does. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah. So was it that she had more money saved up or something? Like, do they really have like a pretty similar salary? Is that what he's trying to say? Like, oh, I actually make $100 more on my paycheck each week?
That's what I thought. Like, if it was simply that, like, oh, I make $100 more. But he said, I make $100 more every 2 weeks than she does. Like, right. Then that just means you make $200 more. I was so confused the way he phrased that.
Right.
But it basically sounds like he has a higher salary than she does. But
then didn't he say that she made like twice as much or something to his mom?
Yeah, this I don't know. I don't get it.
Did he get a new job?
Right. Maybe he's not a firefighter anymore.
I've heard people saying that because that I guess you can't have a beard if you're a firefighter, I heard. So
yeah, I was trying to think of like all of my experience watching Station 19, if any of them have beards. But I don't know. So yeah, it was just like, what? I was very confused. And then she says like, he's an amazing person. They're just not for each other. And Kevin Frazier was like, okay, well, like, have you heard this before? And he's like, well, this is the second time when she ended things. That was the first time. And I was blindsided. And like you said, he literally sold everything. He only left a blender, or like the only thing he had left to his name was a blender, clothes, and hype. That's it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so Mirla sat there, watched you sell all of this stuff while knowing I'm just not into this man.
Yeah.
Because he was basically like, okay, if you don't like me, I can take that. But the fact that we had such open communication the whole time, and then this comes out after the fact, after we've said yes on decision day, what is that? And I agree with him. Like, how that's we've applauded their communication throughout the eight weeks. So I really hope the part two of the reunion provides some clarity.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
Because another thing that kind of threw me off was she said she didn't love him. She was like, I was never in love with him. And I'm like, Mirla,
I thought she said that
you said I choose to love you because you believe love is an action, not an emotion. So how are you going to now say you don't have those feelings for him when you initially did not believe? Like, I know people like that. One of my friends who does listen to this, we constantly have conversations about in love versus love is an action, right? Mm-hmm. And people that do believe that love is purely an action believe that all the stuff that people describe as in love is just like, that's just the, like, you know, being giddy about someone or just the butterflies or whatever. And it's not love because it can go away. Mm-hmm. And so that's having that understanding that people believe that, I was like, okay, that's what Mirla believes because that's how she explained it. But now she's saying, oh no, I was never in love with him. Like, right. What? How now you're going back to saying like, oh yeah, in love is this feeling that I didn't have for him. So that was odd.
Yeah.
But he's still in love with her, he did admit. And then this was a part that I was like, Kevin, why would you ask that? He was like, so Gil, if Mirla today wanted to stay with you or get back with you, what would you say? Gil's like, well, my heart says yes. And then my brain says like, yes, with precaution. And then he's like, and Mirla, I don't want to speak for you, but you don't want him. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, that's so messy.
Right.
Rather than just asking them. But yeah, Mirla's like, yeah, I don't. And it's been really tough for him. He hasn't begun to heal. He is going to therapy. And he truly believed that they were meant to be together. And then Kevin asks Mirla how she's doing. And she says she's been okay since the breakup and life goes on.
Yeah, very like, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
And it was odd to me too, because they seemed like when they first came out, like you wouldn't know that there was something wrong aside from the mismatched tones in their outfits.
Yeah.
It was just like, she seemed kind of like, oh yeah, like I taught him well about the clothes, you know, the shoes. So like kind of that same dynamic.
So. Right. This, I was just so confused. I was so torn through all of this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was very tough to watch because Gil was very clearly hurt. Mm-hmm. He was very in love with her, still is. And he's just broken. I mean, you could see it in his eyes of just like, if he could do it all over again, like he would. If he could figure out some way to change something to make it end differently. But it's like, then you have that, the direct contrast with Mirla completely disassociating all feelings and thinking about it objectively of, we live different lives. We do this different. It's not going to work out. Rather than thinking about this emotional connection that they have created and formed. And I want to know the truth. I want to know I don't know. Because even with that initial attraction, you can go back to like Jamie and Doug. She didn't have that initial attraction.
Right.
And it worked out.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the go-to for the show, you know, to like, they're the example. And Yeah. They just haven't been able to recreate that magic ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I feel so bad for Gil. I really do. So anything else on Mirla and Gil?
I don't think so. Yeah, not at this point, I guess. I guess she comes up a little bit in mm-hmm. the guys discussion.
Yes, yes. So we can get into that. So they with the guys round table, it was pretty Gil and Mirla focused. Mm-hmm. So it was funny because there was one part where Kevin was like, Gil, no one had more patience than you this season, like dealing with Mirla. I'm like, hello, did you not realize there's a woman named Bao?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? So it was tough because you could definitely see Gil was still, you know, he's still very emotional right now. Mm-hmm. And the guys were kind of joking about like how, you know, if they were shocked, you know, about Gil and Mirla breaking up. And Zach's like, I wish I had, you know, the problems that Mirla had, like not liking macaroons, like that would have been fine over the problems that I had.
Right.
Like, I thought that was funny, but I don't know. What were your takeaways from all of the guys meeting up?
Well, I just thought it was odd that they had this where it's like, wait, we're seeing the guys all together, but yet we haven't mm-hmm. seen them. Some of them individually as with the couple, like getting that status update. And we were, you know, teased on some of them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, logically, I guess it was like, well, we've shown the ones who said yes on decision day and got that update. So we know, yeah. like, we're not going to assume that Johnny and Bao or Zach and McKinnon got back together. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I guess we'll have all the guys. But I don't think that's like the order they would have filmed it in. And it just seemed weird, like maybe they just edited it around and we're like, well, we're not really spoiling anything. So let's right. just break it up a little bit.
Yeah, it was really odd. Like I legit thought I had missed it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm literally sitting here watching, taking notes. There's no way I missed. There's mm-hmm. no way I missed it. But then I was like, did they edit out Johnny and Bao and Zach and Michaela? Because I was like, we saw previews early on of like, oh, coming up next. And we see Zach and Michaela talking separately. So I was like, did that happen already? It was just weird. But they did point out how Gil was the only husband who didn't leave at any point during the marriage.
Yeah. yeah, the model husband. Like,
right.
Like, as if this is a normal thing, like,
yeah.
to just leave.
Right. That's the default at this point, is to leave. And I'm like, experts, look at that. Create some new rules. Like, I don't even know what you could do. I don't know what you could do to say you can't leave, but it's like, or like if you leave, it's violating your contract or something. I don't know. Like, so annoying that they just get this out to, I'm going to go stay at my place. Mm-hmm. Cause then it's not like they can do it in another city because people have jobs and it's just super annoying because it interrupts the process. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Zach, we had a hot take. He was surprised that, he wasn't surprised that Rachel and Jose broke up, but he was surprised that they got back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny. That's funny. Okay. And then Ryan was the one to point out how because Mirla is single, she was really liking Rachel being single because it was like, mm-hmm. okay, the single girls can hang out.
Yeah, I think that's kind of... Yeah, like a selfish way to look at it when it's like they're supposed to be kind of supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think if it's like, oh, well, we both said yes. And now I'm the one saying like changing it up afterwards. I can see you like wanting to kind of pull someone in with you. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. like it's okay. We can do it together.
Right.
Let's both look bad.
Yeah, it's okay to be single when you're not single alone.
Yeah.
I bet it was funny that Johnny had said that he had given Jose some advice when Jose and Rachel broke up. And I was like, I'm sorry, Johnny, but no, why are you giving advice? Mm-hmm. that no. But Jose and Johnny, they talk about their bromance. And that was about it for all the guys together.
Mm-hmm.
So last but not least, what happened with Zach and Michaela?
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. Interesting, because we had seen the preview that, you know, her sister was going to be there, but it didn't really make it clear that they were not on the stage together.
Mm-hmm.
But how she said, like, that was by her request, that she didn't want to see him anymore.
Key point. Michaela requested that they don't be on stage.
Yes.
She wanted to protect her energy and not share the stage with him.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like another thing that was maybe like a back and forth in a text and like, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not going to see you anymore. And like, that's just like holding to her point, mm-hmm. you know, like this is another way that I'm going to make a point. But then it was obviously not what she wanted to see him. She came out, you know, like it was not going to like stay that way. Like there's no way like they're going to be in the same like area. And she's not going to come out, you know, like, mm-hmm. it was just a way to like have that upper hand, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know like what happened first or
so they did. Like she came out with Sharifa and she's just like, she has this delusional. Well, okay, so she talked before Sharifa came out, and she has this, like, delusional monologue just about how, you know, she learned how she needs to manage her explosive behavior. Her wedding day was one of the best days of her life. Not in the same way that Michelle and Nate's date was the best day of her life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can't be. There's just no way. And then she just had a lack of grace and compassion from him. She felt like he was always waiting for the other shoe to drop after their, like, you know, after she felt like he was done after that first fight they had where, you know, he was gone in the morning. And she's like, it's just been a roller coaster. And I think we're both equally to blame. But then she spun it like, but he basically kind of, but still putting more blame on him. Mm-hmm. And then when Sharifa came out, Sharifa said one of their problems is they both feel like they have to be right. And I was like, okay, yeah, that is true. That is valid. But then we find out from Michaela that on the 1 month anniversary, they spent the night in a hotel and they were being intimate, like being physical with each other. And he got out of bed and said, don't tell anyone that this happened. And then we get this story and Zach is behind stage like, no, this whole time they're getting these reactions from Zach, which is just gold.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, no, what? That didn't happen. What? He's like, y'all, let me go out there. What? Why is she saying these things?
Yeah.
Like, who were you believing in that moment?
It's hard because I think there's a little bit of truth in each thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Michaela putting her spin on it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like,
I don't really believe that like they didn't like hook up again, you know?
Yeah. Like during the marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then we find out from her that after decision day, he invited her to his place. They technically weren't living together, but she was cooking and cleaning and having sex with him. And she said like she felt like she was in encroaching on his area. Like she was in his space. So she's like, so I sent him a text to apologize to say like, look, I'm sorry. It's everything happened this way, but I do want to still get to know you as a friend. And she's like, clearly he only wants to be cordial to me in front of other people. And she's like, I feel like I got played. I was in this marriage, but I don't know what he was in. And I don't think he knows what he wants. Just like,
right.
I'm like, Michaela, do you understand that we have watched this entire season and we know that about 75% of the stuff that you're saying is not valid? It's like, it's as if when she came on this reunion, she did not realize what had been televised or what would be televised.
Right.
Because I don't know what reality she was living in.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So then it's Zach's turn. Zach comes out and he's like, I would have been fine if we were on the stage together. Like, he said that, you know, it was a very unique experience, but he never would want to go through that again. And he thinks he probably could have had a chance if it wasn't for Hurricane Kay. Uh-huh. And this has been the worst relationship he's ever been in. He says, like, any type of relationship, working relationship, family relationship, this has been the worst relationship he's ever been in. So then we get this kind of like dialogue between him and Kevin Frazier, because Kevin is like pushing back at this point. He's like, no, but you said you had feelings for her. And you said at decision day, you were saying no, but y'all could work this out. He said, no, I said that we can work on our relationship, but that doesn't mean we're going to be together. He's like, what's not making sense? Okay. So did you get what Zach was saying?
Not really.
So basically we all hear relationship and we know that they're married. So we're thinking relationship means marriage.
Yeah.
But it was a key point in this conversation that I realized Zach just means any type of people that have any type of interaction with each other has some type of relationship, whether it's a platonic relationship, it's a working relationship. And so he was saying relationship, like we can work on the way we interact with each other, but he didn't mean we can be in a romantic relationship. And I think that's what he realized was not coming across, because he was just getting frustrated. Like, what's not making sense? And he's like, and Kevin was like, you said you were going to work on this relationship. Zach's like, I have a relationship with everyone in this room. So it's like, okay, you meant a romantic relationship. But he did deny kissing her on their 1 month. He's like, no, none of that happened. So I don't know what the truth is there. And Michaela is in the back. She's like, okay, if he's going to lie on me, he can lie to my face. And she comes out on stage. And literally as she's coming out on stage, Zach is on stage saying like, okay, well, like if Michaela wants to talk to me, she can unblock me. And then she comes out on stage and he's like, nope, stop. She said she wasn't going to do this. Nope, I can't do this. I'm done. I can't. And he gets up. And then that's when we leave off and get the next time on.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could we expect anything different from them?
Yeah. I don't know where this is going to go, but yeah, we wouldn't. It's almost like they needed the time to sort of gather their, I don't know, their ammunition against each other. Like,
yeah.
You know, they go from this lovey dovey, like, we'll see where this goes on decision day, but you know it's going to implode. You know it's like not going anywhere good. Zach to be trying to, I could get why like Kevin Frazier was like kind of coming for him, because it was like, no, you didn't just say like, oh, you're gonna have like a co-working relationship, you're just gonna have some sort of relationship. Like, no, you were talking about a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. So and I don't know at this point, like, if the reunion, like, have they seen the episodes air at that point?
I don't know. I think, like, they shot the reunion.
I didn't say that.
Somewhere. Yeah.
If you see it, you can't deny it.
Right. I think it was shot somewhere August, September timeframe. So that was kind of like maybe beginning of the season was airing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is wild. It's all over the place. So, like, of course, on the part two, we're going to get the rest of theirs, and then we'll finally see Johnny and Bao. Then we'll get the experts' opinions, and then the experts will talk with the couples. Mm-hmm. So I'm mostly looking forward to Johnny and Bao, and then I'm also looking forward to the experts talking to the couples, because at this point, they have half of a success.
Right.
It's like, what went wrong in Houston?
I know. Do they even usually have excerpts on reunions?
I can't remember if they had them on the last reunion. Because it feels like...
I don't think they did. But, you know, now they've like opened up like more for COVID. You know, like they can all be together or something. But so they were all in the same room together. It doesn't seem like...
Oh, the last reunion, the experts were on, but I don't think they didn't do a round table with the couples.
Right. Oh, so the experts came to Houston?
For this reunion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless they were on the screen. I mean, yeah, on the thing, it looks like they were there.
Yeah.
And Dr. Viviana is in Houston.
Right.
And she posted a lot of like behind the scene footage from the reunion and decision day. And they were together. Like the experts are in the same location. So I don't know if maybe they're not in the same room, but
right.
Yeah. But before we get into the next time on, did anything else for Zach and Michaela?
No. Nothing else at this point. We'll see what happens.
Right. We'll see what other revelations happen while they're on stage together. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I think it boils down to, yeah, Michaela has a different perception of reality. Zach doesn't know how to handle that or what to do with that. So then it's just like, I don't know what to say. I have no words. And so then
she comes off so well.
Yes.
If you're just like a Kevin Frazier or like the experts, just like seeing her every once in a while, she comes off so like she's the calm one. You know, it's like, see why that would make Zach really frustrated.
Like, right.
Like you just believe her story more if you were just hadn't seen anything else.
Right. It's like, yeah, okay, let's bring in an unbiased party. They're probably going to believe Michaela. they've seen no footage. Like if this was my first episode, I would believe Michaela.
Right.
But, you know, we have all this context, so we know how she is at this point. Because, yeah, Zach pointed out, he's like, her sisters have said this is how she is. Her family has said it. She has even said it. She acts this way. So that's how she is. It's like, oh, that's a solid point that he did make early in the season. And you're like, no, Zach, you can't just say that's how she is. You got to get to know her. I will say he called it.
Yeah.
So on the next time on, Zach said, like, we have a few quotes and Zach's like, this is some high school stuff. Johnny says, like, Bao broke him down. So he's a broken man now. I'm like, okay, get out of here. Gil is crying. He said he has not cried throughout this entire thing, but he's crying. So it seems like the experts are going to continue to like try to get some answers about their relationship. But then we find out about this weird, well, maybe it's not weird, but we find out about this friendship that no one suspected. But Mirla and Johnny are like best friends.
Yeah, apparently.
It's like, what? Where did this come from? I mean, I know he has a Tesla, so maybe they are similar in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, I'm like, what do you have in common to talk about?
Yeah, well, and I did think it was really like shady when the guys, like, when they were showing the segment of like, oh, Gil, you were so patient in the guys' round table. And then Johnny and I think Ryan or Zach both piped up like, I would have loved to deal with problems like that. Like, yeah. It's like,
yeah,
Johnny, you were creating problems when there like shouldn't have been any, you know? Like,
exactly. Oh yeah, that's a good point. And we did get a storm out from Gil, or not. So Gil walked out at some point. Michaela walks out at some point. So there are going to be some fireworks on this part too. But yeah, so I mean, We will be covering part two and the Where Are You Now in the next podcast. And it will be coming a little later because next week is Thanksgiving. So just keep a lookout for it the week of November 29th. It should be dropping in your podcast feed, whether it's on the Married at First Sight feed or the Reality TV Rehab Ups feed. Any final thoughts about part one?
No, just looking forward to like finally getting the conclusion because I want to know any more juicy details that we could get. And yeah, just kind of wrap up this season. And I think the new one is already going to be like in the new year, in January. Yeah. So.
I think it's in Boston, if I'm not mistaken. So Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me podcasting about The Bachelorette this season with Haley Strong over on the Bachelor Wrap-Ups feed or on Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed, where you get this podcast, that podcast, a bunch of other great ones, and on Twitter at RHAP Recapper.
Nice. Yeah, Bachelorette draft is the only one I'm in now.
Yeah, you can pat yourself in the back so far.
You're right. I am out of the Survivor draft completely. So, now I'm all in on the Bachelorette. it was a good episode this week. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to listening to you and Haley's podcast. And then everyone, you can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. So A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. I joined Mari and Chappelle over on Post Show Recaps to talk about this week's episode of Insecure. Had a blast doing that. So definitely go check that out on the Post Show Recaps feed, or they have a dedicated feed for Insecure. So you can look up Insecure, a Post Show Recap. I'll also be joining Rob to talk about the this week's episode of Survivor. Two people went home. It was a very good episode, so I can't wait to unpack it all with Rob on the Survivor Q&A, which is only for patrons. So if you're not a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, better time than any to become a patron and support from month to month. And you get all of this great patron content, just like the Survivor Q&A, if you watch Survivor. And so, and then also, yeah, we'll be back the week of the 29th to talk about the final part of this reunion and the Where Are You Now special. So can't wait to see where they all are now. They are not lacking any drama or any excitement. And so I am looking forward to it. Thank you all for sticking with us, and we will see you all in a couple of weeks. Bye.